What is in the future for you? What will you become as a couple? And one idea that I really like, an idea that comes from Stephen Covey, is this futurizing, this looking ahead and imagining yourselves at your 50th anniversary. Maybe you're already at your 50th anniversary. If so, then you have to look ahead to your 75th anniversary. But to look ahead quite a bit and put yourself in that place as if it's now and imagine yourself there. Imagine the people around you. If you don't have kids, imagine having children if you wanted children. How many do you have? And if you have children, just what are they like now? Are they happy? Are they happily married? What's their career like? What are the people around you like? How do they see you as a couple? Do they see you as miserable? Do they see you as people who stayed together because you had to? Or do they look up to you? Do they admire you because you've both been through things, you've gone through things, you've survived, and you survived it by being better, by being more grown up, more complex? Do people look at you that way? Can you see yourselves at your 50th anniversary as successes, as a couple, not just as individuals? Because a lot of people want to think about themselves as now being in the perfect job and having done what they wanted to do, written that book that they wanted to write, or taking that trip. I'm talking about you as a couple. How do people regard you? How did you two do? And do people look at you as a mentor couple? Now, I recommend, if you haven't done this or have never thought about this, I got this idea from my co-author, Marion Solomon. She and her husband, Matt, are a mentor couple for my wife, Tracy, and I. They're an older couple, and we admire them because of what they've been through and the way they take care of each other. They do it right. And Marion and Matt have a mentor couple also that's older than them. And I'd like you to consider looking, by the way, for mentor couples in your life, couples that may be a bit older than you, have more experience, and are doing it well. But looking ahead at your 50th anniversary, are you that mentor couple? Are you a mentor couple for others to look up to, not just your own kids, but other couples? Are you a light in the world? And do you take your secure functioning relationship, which by now should have provided you a lot of security and energy and confidence? After all, you should be each other's biggest and best fans. And that energy and that confidence and that success together should also provide energy to people around you. You can only do that, by the way, if you're authentic, if you're actually the real deal. You are on the outside with other people as you are on the inside, publicly and privately, the real deal. Are you that on your 50th anniversary? That is what I hope for you. In my experience, working in this way, thinking about attachment, as human beings, we need other people. We're wired to connect, We need to feel tethered to another person. There are outliers out there that don't need that. They're different. I'm not talking about them. Most of us, though, need this. And that we mostly want to be coupled, need to be coupled in some way. It doesn't have to be a love or romantic relationship, but we need relationships. And that these relationships are either secure or less than secure. The less than secure relationships always require more resources, are always more draining. And I'll say this about people who live in an island culture or a wave culture, is that their bodies wear down around 30, 40, 50. That's because life as an island is stressful. In order to be an island moving through life, living in an island culture, one must expend a lot of energy because of that interpersonal stress I talked about. They spend more energy than anchors just to exist, just to adapt to the vicissitudes of life, to the slings and arrows of life. Waves also have to spend a lot of energy just to stay upright. Again, we need relationships. We can't go to the North Pole or South Pole to avoid this. Eventually, we need relationships. So relationships are stressful. There's nothing more difficult than another person, like I said. So if we live in an island culture or a wave culture, we're going to pay the price by having to spend more resources to live that way. Secure functioning relationships are anchor cultures, which means that if you're in a secure functioning relationship, living an anchor culture as a couple, you're going to spend less resources. You're going to have more energy. You're going to feel more confident. You're going to be healthier.